You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actress Tamika Tafari. Tafari's latest film is called The Marijuana Conspiracy. Taking place in 1972, the film tells the true story of a group of young women who endure isolation for 98 days in a human experiment studying the effects of marijuana on females. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Tafari about how she connected with the character of Mirinda and the overarching theme of fear. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. No, it was great. I'm glad we could chat. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for talking with me, Tamika. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Honestly, the film is great. The film is really good.
Okay. I was confirming that you've already seen it. I was going to ask.
Yes. Yes, I have. Okay.
Dope.
So, yeah, no, I have seen the film, and it is great. It's I really enjoyed it. There was...
They're so cute.
Yes. Pandemic working at home Zoom calls. Woohoo!
Yay.
They've been really good, actually. They've been really patient. It just happened to be that he wanted cookies at that exact moment. So,
yay, give them cookies.
I did. but yes, it really is a great film. I really enjoyed it. A lot of fun. Fun may be the wrong word, actually. but it is a great film with some great characters and you're great in it. I was wondering what is it that attracted you to the story so much?
I was attracted to Mirinda originally because in the breakdown, it said that she was just, she's going through a lot, but you can't see that she's going through a lot. She's just riding high. And I was attracted to that. So I remember in the audition, that's when it really became real to me. I was doing it and I was really, really emotional and I did it really sad. And the director, Craig, was like, you know what, try it again, but don't care about it as much. Just don't. And then I tried it like that. And we ended up finding a lot of humor in how much she was going through. And I really connected with how she deals with that. And while the experiment's going on, how she dealt with, I don't know if we're allowed to say it. Well, it is a movie about weed, but the higher
marijuana conspiracy. That's a spoiler, Tamika. I don't think we can see that.
Yeah. People get high in the movie, but the way that she deals with getting higher from the medicine, if you want me to change it up a little bit, I was really attracted to her as just a character, and she came with this great movie, all these great characters.
She did. And you know what? You're right. There really is across the board. I think one of the things I like about this film is the characters are in preparation for the role. How did you prepare? Did you get the chance to speak to the real Mirinda beforehand?
So didn't get to speak to the real characters that Mirinda was compiled with, because the way Craig made the characters were, they were actual women, and we got to meet two of the women. Okay. It was so fast. I got to meet them so quickly. I was in the middle of getting something off, getting like sound off of me. So I got to say hi and like, bye. But we got to meet them and they were talking. And I saw that some of Mirinda's storyline was from one person, but it's also from another person. So I was like, oh, we're all just really compiled up of experiences of all of these women. So I didn't get to meet one Mirinda. But in preparing for it, I watched Explained. I watch a lot of weed videos on what happens when you're high and how that affects your brain. Mm-hmm. I also looked up what was happening within like the Black community in the 70s and just to refresh myself. Because I had no idea what the cast would look like when I got in there. So I was like, let me make sure I got my P's and Q's all sorted out. Yeah, I dove more and more into Mirinda to prepare for it.
That's interesting. Yeah. And you know, I didn't realize Mirinda was a compilation too of sort of other people's stories. So that's really interesting. Mm.
I didn't know either until I asked. I was like, so who is this person? Can I meet this person? Can we brunch? And Craig's like, no, you can't. It was to protect all the ladies that were a part of the original experiment. So they changed their names and he picked specific stories and just made our five girls out of those stories.
Okay. Now, here, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but what do we actually know about the results of the project? Like, it seems like there's so much that's kept under lock and key still from people to understand.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I don't have a lot with the results. I have that question too. I'm like, so, because I know when you test on a lot of tests that have happened on women, the results usually aren't leaked or anything. They don't really give us all of the information. But I do know from listening to the ladies that I did meet, that it resulted for them personally with a lot of change. Some people came out worse. Some people came out better. Some people came out with like lifelong friendships. But as for the actual experiment, I don't know. But for the people that were involved in the experiment, I know that a lot of their lives were changed greatly.
Yeah, that would have been an intense experience. Film, like they talk about, you know, changing the dosages and all that stuff, but just being stuck together for night. Well, it's kind of ironic.
It's crazy that your child would come into you and when you're like busy at home, and it's the exact same thing. Just instead of a child, it's some girl comes in and she's busy at home and you're all stuck together. When we did it, we didn't know that the pandemic was going to happen. But it happened.
You shot it before. You shot it before the pandemic, right?
Well before.
As I was watching it, I'm like, this is kind of eerie.
It's kind of traumatizing. It's like, this is bringing up traumatic experiences of me in my own home for 98 days.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. No. Our quarantine, because I'm Toronto, so like our third quarantine is making their 98 days look so cute. It's like, this is child's play. But they were the dosing and the double dosing and the waking up a little bit earlier every day. If I could go back after being in a pandemic to do the movie again, I would definitely pipe in more of that, because waking up 30 minutes every day, getting a double dose after already being high the day before is mentally taxing. Just surviving in isolation by yourself is a lot, but on top of that, having your reality change all the time is insane.
No, that it was incredible to watch. And of course, even you know, the scenes, I mean, where they start saying things like, it's affected everyone differently, you know. Well, what are the results? Well, there's no one result. Some people have to get up earlier, some people have to do this, and it was really, really interesting. Based on your experience with the film here and in general, I'm in Newmarket. Mm-hmm. So you're Toronto. We're next door neighbors.
Oh yeah. We're all in this together.
Why do you think there was such a concern about legalization for so long? Like, it's certainly changed since then, and it almost bookends it from Trudeau to Trudeau in the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
But I was wondering, what do you think the concern was?
The concern with legalizing it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the concern was. I'm Jamaican. Mm. I was raised in a very Jamaican home. So there was weed everywhere. And I'm also from Jane and Finch. So in our community, there is weed everywhere. Mm. And so my introduction to weed was that people, if you have it, you get in a lot of trouble. And I didn't understand, why it was such a big deal. I'm like, this plant would never harm anybody. Like, what? So I didn't get it until I started looking it up and saw like Nixon, why it was created to be this monster demon plant. But I think the reason that it took so long is probably fear, you know, probably not knowing what it does to people and wanting to blame people's actions on this thing, and we can control this thing, then you know, we can control the bad things that are happening when really it's like, it's not the thing. It's not the weed.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's, yeah, it's interesting you say that. I thought that fear was one of the sort of overarching themes throughout the film because.
Yeah.
It's about weed, but it's not about weed. Like this is not a, this is a film that's about an experiment, but so much of the character arcs that we see tackle fear in different ways.
Yeah, everyone has that overarching theme of fear. Fear of what might happen, fear of what will happen. I mean, I know you watched it, so there's a character who's afraid of like what her spouse might think when she leaves, you know, and that's what's driving her. And then my fear of like, am I going to see my, I don't know if I can talk about that. I don't know. But I'm talking about Miranda's fear and what she's going through is very obvious. That is a overarching theme. And we don't talk about the weed as much. It just shows up and it's just here. It's a part of our day to day.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's almost like the setting as opposed to the story.
Yeah, it's the stage. That's it. Yeah, setting. I like the way you said that.
Yeah, there's like you have characters that are we talk about issues. It's kind of funny is the wrong word again.
Is it the wrong word?
Well, funny in the sense that it's not ha ha funny. I mean, the movie has moments where it's very funny. But but I mean, like, this is a film that deals with issues like LGBTQ, racial inequality, gender rights, gender equality. And so those aren't funny.
Are a lot of stories that are not funny. You're right.
But, you know, it's interesting because there's still sort of a contemporary feel to the film, even though it takes place 40 years ago at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my question is what do you hope audiences can take away from a film like this?
I hope that they take away that the war on weed isn't really, it's not all about the weed itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you said, it really is a stage. And so if we're facing a reality where now we have weed is like very much a part of the fabric of our lives. It's like blowing up in the stock markets. Everyone's going into weed. And in Toronto, at least, we have legalized it. Mm-hmm. So it's very much a part of our reality. And like knowing that the weed itself is not, it's not the issue. Like a lot of the things, the stories that the women are going through, the weed is enhancing what they're feeling and speeding everything up, but it's not the root problem of any of their issues. Even with the LGBTQ, gender, all of that, it doesn't change anybody's mind. It just enhances whatever they're feeling. And with all the, because I kept rewatching this movie.
Yeah.
There are a lot of stories and I'm like, you know what? I want to get in and know every story. And every story that I saw was propelled by the reality of weed, but also a lot of problems were solved when they were in that really high state. And a lot of dots were connected. There's that one character that you meet her in the beginning and you see her at the end. She goes through a whole arc and finds something really special to her through that experiment. So I feel like with weed, a part of our reality, it's really what we do with it that changes how it's seen. Like, you know, it's all about how we use it.
You know, the film itself, I think, does a great job of highlighting what you're saying there. In the sense that the realities of their struggles are not caused by the drugs, by the weed in any way, shape, or form. But we see the reality in the sense of the film that these are the much bigger problems that we need to wrestle with in our culture.
Yes.
In these inequalities. So I really do appreciate that.
I feel very proud of that.
And you should. It's a great film. Tamika, honestly, I really appreciate the chance to talk with you, and I thank you so much. It's available on demand on the 20th, or is it in theaters?
Will it be April 20th. It is on demand.
It is on
demand. April 20th, 2021, because 2022 was robbed. So we didn't get that one.
Yes, but I do. Toronto humor. No,
honestly.
honestly, thanks so much. And I wish you the best. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again sometime.
Thank you so much for having me. Truly.
Anytime. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks so much. Bye.